Well, Yemen's warring sides have agreed to swap hundreds of prisoners as a goodwill gesture during the UN-brokered peace talks in Switzerland. A former regime official says 265 of their forces will be exchanged with 360 Ansarullah members held in Aden. The swap will be done on the border between the former South and North Yemen following tribal mediation. An Ansarullah official in the capital Sana'a says pro-Hadi prisoners from southern Yemen have already boarded buses on their way to the exchange venue. Eyewitnesses in Aden have also reported spotting a convoy of buses traveling through the southern port city. Well, Press TV's Homa Lezgi joins us now from Biel to tell us more about the ongoing talks that are taking place in Switzerland. Homa?
Yes, Fadi, I'll start by saying that right now I'm standing in front of the Swiss Olympic House, and this is the location where the talks are believed to be taking place now as we speak. Of course, the United Nations had announced that the exact location of the talks will not be officially published and that there will be a media blackout, meaning that these talks are being held behind closed doors. And there's not going to be, as the talks are continuing, any information given to the media about the content of the discussions. But as you said there in the news, pieces of information are coming out. We know, of course, that these talks, as you said, are taking place between the various factions and political parties involved in the current conflict in Yemen, including the Ansarullah, Houthi Ansarullah movement, and their allies, and on the other side, the Saudi-led forces, of course, who back the former government and fugitive president Abd Rabbu Mansour Hadi. Now, what we know about these talks is that, as it is being mediated by Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, the United Nations special envoy or representative in the case of Yemen, he has given already a draft, a proposal to end the conflict. Part of that draft proposal includes humanitarian efforts that are urgently needed. We are hearing that various representatives from United Nations humanitarian agencies are also present in these discussions to find an immediate way to end the humanitarian crisis, to urgently bring the required services for the hundreds and thousands of Yemenis, especially women and children, they say, who are facing catastrophic situations as a consequence of the conflict that the country is facing. Mr. Ould Sheikh Ahmed did say in his opening remarks that were published for the media that he believes that if these sides are going to, succeed in reaching peace, then they need to all adhere to the proposed ceasefire. We know, however, that there have already been violations. We did hear yesterday news of Sharaf Lughman, the army spokesperson who's allied, his forces are allied with the Houthi Ansarullah movement, saying that the Saudi-led forces, in his words, were taking advantage of the fact that, Ansarullah and their allies and the army are basically respecting that truce or ceasefire, and they're using it to gain military ground. We'll have to wait and see, of course, whether this time round, the second round of talks that are taking place in Switzerland, this time in the Swiss city of Vienne, as you said, whether this round is going to lead to any results. Mr. Ould Sheikh Ahmed made it clear that if no action is taken now, it will cost the people in Yemen, the hundreds, thousands, especially, he said, those who've been displaced, the refugees as well, it will cost them dearly.